Hi, this is Trevor Emden, and I know it's unusual for me to do an audio rather than a video, but I just needed to say this really, and I can't think of anything visual that goes with it. And besides, you can download this more easily and play it on your MP3 player in the car or whatever if you want to. So, the topic is selling, and the issue is selling by solving problems. Now, that's an old marketing cliche, and you've heard it 10,000 times before, I'm quite sure. But I was thinking about that because, let's just go over it. What we are told is selling is a matter of solving a problem, but that's not quite true. When you're putting together a sales message, and you know, when you think about it, a sales message these days comes in many, many forms. It can, of course, be a sales page, or perhaps an opt-in page or a squeeze page, but it can also be an email, a Facebook post, even a tweet. What you are actually doing is not solving the problem as such, at least not at that point. In fact, the more I was thinking about this, the more I realized that really, when you ultimately get to the point where the problem is solved, it isn't you that does the solving. It shouldn't be. You're not the solver. The person themselves, the coaching client or even the business person, whoever it is, goes, oh, okay, I can do it now, I've got it. But what they're really doing is going, aha! Now, that aha moment, and in psychotherapy, the aha moment is a recognized phenomenon, and I'm trained as a psychotherapist, in case you didn't know that. What you're actually doing is getting them to that point. You are the pusher of the buttons, which means that what you're actually doing is shifting their perspective, and you don't need to shift it very much. A tiny, tiny amount will often do the trick. Now, you've probably seen optical illusions where, you know, like the three-dimensional cube that's drawn in two dimensions. Ah, maybe I should have done a video, then I could have showed you the optical illusions. Never mind. You've seen those optical illusions where you can't tell whether you're looking at it inwards or outwards, or whether you're looking at the bottom of a staircase going up or the top of a staircase going down, that kind of thing. But it only takes a tiny shift in perspective for you to see it the other way. And that's what you're doing with a sales message. You're simply giving someone an aha moment. It's like, oh, yes, I see. After all, when someone has what they consider a problem, what that actually means is that in some way they are stuck, and someone else, in this case you, because you're the vendor, you're the purveyor of good things, like solutions to problems, right? So at this point in time, they are stuck and you are not. You are beyond that hurdle. If it's, I want to know how to make money, then someone who's making money is beyond that hurdle. Right? But you aren't going to say, this is how you make money, because even if you give them every step of your method that worked for you, and it doesn't work for them, they're still stuck, right? Now, of course, that's what a lot of products and programs do in the end, and that is probably ultimately what you'll sell, but not in the sales message. You're going to give them a different way to see it. And the reason that you're giving them a different way to see it is because what you then give them is a little piece of understanding. Oh, so that's how you do it. Oh, that's a different way to send an email. Or that kind of subject line gets more people to open. Or that's how I get ranked at the top of Google, or my YouTube video comes to the top of the page, or whatever the problem is that they can see and you can see a solution to. Right? You're just giving them a little tiny bit of understanding, because that's how belief is built. And belief is the key to any change, including making a sale. That's where the breakdown in resistance to selling or being sold to comes, when the person can see themselves achieving what they want to achieve and what they've up till now been stuck on, they'll buy. When they can see themselves doing it. Now, you can tell them till the cows come home. Imagine yourself doing this. Imagine yourself behind the wheel of that Ferrari. Well, they can do that. They can imagine themselves, but they still don't believe it. They have to understand that it is possible, that the mechanism exists where they can actually achieve the means to own that Ferrari, whether they're going to buy it or win it or whatever it is. Does that make sense? I know I'm talking in intangibles here, because this applies to so many things. Let me see if I can actually come up with an example. Hold on. Okay. Let me tell you about riding a bicycle. Now, maybe that's something you can do. Maybe it isn't. But I remember when I was a kid and I was learning to ride a bicycle, I had one of those with just three gears. It was on the handlebars, a Sturmey Archer gear change thing. And until that point, I remember being in my dad's car hundreds of times. And I can remember asking him, like kids will, "Dad, you know, why do you change gear? What are the gears for?" And he tried to explain. I mean, I was probably, 8 years old or something. So he tried to explain what the gears did. But I didn't really understand that. But when I started riding my bicycle, and I understood that when I put it in first gear, it was a lot easier to get up the hill, and my little legs didn't have to work so hard. But the wheels, the pedals went faster and the wheels went slower, but I got up the hill with less effort. I remember that. And I remember, now I understand. And I still couldn't have explained gear ratios, although it's visible on a bike, so I kind of got that. But it was the understanding of why gears were important. And then much later, of course, I was much older when I started learning to drive a car, but although, of course, the gears, the actual mechanism, you know, the gear stick itself, and of course the wheels of the car, when you're inside the car, you can't actually see them. But I understood, had a much better understanding of why I should change gear and when I should change gear than I would have done had I never learned riding a bicycle with gears. So I hope that helps. I hope that makes sense. It's just a little, you know, just a few minutes audio here, but I just want you to get that when you're constructing a sales message, what you're doing is looking for a way that you get the person to have a little shift in perspective, an aha moment. My mentor calls them braingasms, right? And I'll tell you a way that you can often get there, and that's through stories. I just told you one, and I'm sure that once I told you the story about my bicycle riding, I hope the whole concept became a lot clearer. I hope that you then went, "Oh, yeah, got it." Because now that you've got an understanding of why that works, now you can build the belief that, "Oh, yeah, okay," because now you've got an experience of it. That's why it works, right? Now you've got an experience of, "Oh, yeah, okay. Now, when you told me the story about the bike and the gears and then how you applied that later to learning to drive, okay, now that makes some sense to me." Do you see? Do you feel it? Do you hear it? Okay, let's have all the modalities here. All right, I'm an NLP practitioner. I don't just go for visual. I go for auditory and kinesthetic as well. So, I don't know if that made sense. It will if you know NLP. But it doesn't matter. The main thing is that you tell stories, use metaphors, you can use anecdotes from your own past, you can use stories of other people's that you've heard. Don't plagiarize or take anyone's copyright. But there are, you know, million stories. We hear things on chat shows, on the TV, and you know, millions and millions of stories, blog posts that we read, all kinds of things every day. So just use examples, things that shifted your perspective, just like I told you about the bicycle gears. So that's it for this one. I'm going to post this up in the members area, and I'll put a notice on in the Facebook group that I've posted it. Enjoy, and I look forward to seeing you in our next session or in Facebook or wherever we meet next. This is Trevor Emden signing off. Bye for now.